This episode has been brought to you by Project Ikute Torah, where we are here to help you learn, live, and love Torah Or and Likutei Torah. To learn more about us, visit projectikuteitorah.org.
The sitter we're learning this week, Shabbos Parshas Vayakel Tov Shinun Beis, which could be found in Sefer Asichas Tov Shinun Beis, Chelek Beis, page 440, is actually the very, very last sitter that we heard from the Rebbe so far, until the time that Be'ezrus Hashem will hear Torah Chadasha with the coming of Mashiach now. In Tavshin Nun Beis, on the Monday after Shabbos Vayakel, was Chof Zayin Adar, the day that the Rebbe suffered the stroke, from which point on, we did not hear, we were not zoicha to hear, any new sichas as of yet. Now, just a little bit clarification regarding this particular Fabrengen and the way it was edited by the Rebbe. Usually the edited sichas, the Mugadika sichas by the Rebbe, were edited a little bit later in the week. And therefore, we wouldn't have a full Mugadika edited sicha of the Rebbe from that Shabbos of Parshas Vayakel. But very interestingly, we do have something that was edited from the Rebbe for that particular Shabbos. What happened was, is that generally in those years, besides the full edited Fabringen that would come out later in the week, there would also be a short synopsis of the Fabringen, a short kitzur of the Fabringen that would be printed. It would usually be given into the Rebbe, as far as I understand. But usually, the Rebbe did not edit or check over or give out for printing that very shortened version of the Fabringen. That was given out so that people could have all over the world a bekitzer, a brief outline of the Fabringen. But that week, Vayakel Toshinun based, after that Fabringen had gone in its shortened version, just the outline of the Fabringen, to the Rebbe actually did look it over, made a few corrections, and had given it out. So in that way, even though we don't have a full Fabringen Mugo edited by the Rebbe as we have for the rest of the sichas of the Tav Shinun Beis in the previous years when the Rebbe was editing sichas, this last Fabringen we still do have in some form edited by the Rebbe. And that's what we're going to be learning today, pretty short, because as I said, it's just a shortened version of the general outline of the Fabringen. Keeping in mind also that that year was a leap year, Shana Mulberes, so Vayakel Pekudei was separate, and Shabbos Parshas Vayakel is Shabbos Mevorchim of Adar Sheni and Chof Hei Adar Aleph. And the Rebbe starts the Fabringen by saying, in the kvius of a number of years, Vayakel Pekudei are Mechuboris, are connected, are attached. But this year, the year that the Rebbe is saying the Sichin Tavshinun Beis, Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei are separate. So to explain this, in Avodas HaAdam, in a person's service to the Eibishter. Of course, the general Avoda of a person, as the Chazal tell us, is Ani Nivreisi L'Shamash Eskoini, I am created to serve my master, to serve my maker, to serve the Eibishter. And to achieve and to effect that all matters of the world are also serving the Eibishter. But in this itself, there can be two different ways. And they are hinted in the names of the parshiyos of Vayakel and Pekudei. So the Rebbe explains. First we have Vayakel. Vayakel, of course, means together. That would mean that we are revealing in all matters of the world the general avodah, what they all have in common. Higher than details, how all things of the world are here for one purpose, and that is to serve the Eibishter. Through this avodah, we bring about an achdus, the unity in all matters of the world. Because we are revealing the common theme, the common denominator, how everything is there to serve the Eibishter, and especially in regards to Bnei Yisrael, that we are revealing how all Yidden are here for the one purpose, and this is the idea of Avas and Achdus Yisrael, we are revealing the unity, the oneness, the commonality that we have amongst each other. Then we have the idea of Pekudei. after we have the general avoida of ayaka, which means to unite everything and to find the common theme in everything, we now come to pekudei. What does pekudei mean? Pekudei means to count. In Parshas Pekudei, the various different things of the Mishkan are being enumerated and counted. That means here we are looking at each and every detail, how each thing is unique in its service to the Eibishter. So the Rebbe says the chiddush, what we have is this by Yakel and Pekudei, each one in a separate week for itself, that emphasizes that we first have the Vayakel in its completest form. That means we first have that avoided properly and fully, being Megala, revealing the Achdus, the general Achdus, the unity in creation and in Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, we don't even have to wait to the, for the avoid of Pekudei until we could look inside and reach and reveal the details of each and every one of the aspects of the world through the avoid of Pekudei. So Vayakel, and especially Vayakel on its own, is emphasizing that we cause the general Achdus and all of creation immediately right in Parshas Vayakel, revealing how everything has one is serving the Eibishter. The Rebbe says this idea of Achdus, we could also connect to Parshas Shkolim, which again in that year, being that it was a leap year, so Parshas Vayakel is Parshas Shkolim. So regarding Parshas Shkolim, it's no the question. The way the Torah describes the Machatzis HaShekel is by saying that a shekel is made up of 20 geira, esrim geira HaShekel, and we have to give a half a shekel as a donation for Hashem. So the question is, why is the Pasuk emphasizing that we give a half of a shekel, half of 20 geira? Why don't we just say simply that you're meant to give 10 geira? The explanation is, because the idea of Machatzis HaShekel indicates and shows on this avoid of Achdus Yisroel. And this is what we're emphasizing, that when a Yid is by himself, he's only a half. In order to be a Shekel HaKodesh, a holy Shekel, one needs to unite with a second Yid. And so to reunite with each and every one of the Yidden, and in that way we become complete. And that is, of course, the mitzvah, and fulfilling the mitzvah, v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. The word reyacha, what is reyacha, your fellow meet over here? We're not only speaking about a Yid that's close to you, we're speaking even about a Yid that's on the other side of the world. And the reason is, what causes this achlus? How can we be united with each and every Yid? As the Alter Rebbe tells us in Tanya, that every single Yid is a chelek elikami ma'al mamish, is truly a part of Hashem. And when we say he's a part of Hashem, we know a rule that ha'etzem, the essence, if you take part of the essence, you have the whole essence. So in other words, each and every Yid is completely one with Hashem. And all Yidim are one. We are all one with Hashem. And therefore, even in a certain case, where sometimes we need to negate by our fellow something that might be negative, so he may be doing something wrong, but the most appropriate way and the most effective way of achieving this is through working with him, bedarkei noyam or bedarkei sholom, in pleasant and peaceful ways. The Rebbe explains, in order to be able to achieve this sort of achdus, this mayakel, in the world and amongst Bnei Yisrael, the way to start that is first a mayakel, a unity between the Yid and Hashem. And the Rebbe says this is another one of the explanations in the words Esrim Geira HaShekel Machatzis HaShekel Truma LaHashem, that we're speaking about 20 Geira that we have to give half, because what we're saying is that each and every Yid is united with Hashem in a way of Chad Mamish, that we're Mamish one, and therefore it's as if to say that every Yid is a half, and the Eibish to Kabayokel is the other half. And therefore, Hashem, as Hashem comes through the 10 spheroids, so that's one set of Eser Geira, 10 Geira, the 10 spheroids from above, Hashem's 10 spheroids, and then each and every Yid, which also has the 10 koiches, the 10 faculties of his soul, is also the 10, so that's the other half. And Davka, when we unite these two halves, the Eibishter's 10 spheroids and our 10 koiches, that's the way it becomes Esrim Geira, the full, complete, holy Shekel. And to explain this, the Rebbe says, the first thing that Yid does in the morning, right when he wakes up, he says, Loidani. That already is showing immediately on his unity, on his connection uniting with the Eibishter completely. And this is a very general avoidah, even before you get into the specific details of the avoidahs of the day. Similar to what we said before, there's the vayakel before going to the pekudik, before the details. And this is also why we say, moinde ani lefonecho. What are we saying? Before speaking about ani lefonecho, that I am with Hashem, the first thing we say is moide. The first thing is we are submitting ourselves, because the Rebbe explains, the idea that ani lefonecho, that the Yid is one with the Eibishter, that's an obvious thing, that's a given. We don't even have to emphasize it so much. And that's why the first thing we're starting off is with our avoida. What are we doing about it? Moide. We are submitting ourselves and admitting and thanking Hashem, etc. The Rebbe explains, regarding the expression that we say of Moide Ani, that miyad kishaneir mishnosoi, that as soon as one wakes up from sleep, he needs to wait, say Moide Ani. The Rebbe says, waking up from sleep doesn't only mean physical sleep, but also includes, as the Rambam says, that there's a concept of yishenim bahavli hazman, loyaleinu v'loyaleinu. Sometimes people are asleep, spiritually, in other words, because of all the nonsense going on in the world. So one needs to wake up also from this sleep. And the beginning of the avodah and all of this is to know that we are one with Hashem, with Atzmus of Lord, with the very essence of Hashem, because each and every Yid is a chelek elikam imal mamash. Says the Rebbe, all of this is especially emphasized when we could see in the recent years how we also have the idea of vayakel, the gathering, in the simple sense of the word. Kibbutz Golias of Bnei Yisrael from the whole world, Yidden, the gathering of exiles, Yidden gathering from other parts of the world and starting to go up to Eretz HaKodesh. And this ascent to Eretz HaKodesh is completely incomparable to the way it was in previous generations. Many more Yidden are able to and are going up to Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe says, Lahoyer, just to note that our Rabbi, Rabbi Seinu Nisienu, didn't actually go to Eretz HaKodesh, not even for a visit, and even when the Friedrich Rebbe, when my father-in-law the Rebbe, when the Friedrich Rebbe went to Eretz Yisrael, that was only because he wasn't able to go visit Kivrei Avos and the Tziyunim of Rostov and Lubavitch, etc., and that's why he went at that time to Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe says that now, especially that we have this Vayakil already, the Yidden are gathering and going to Eretz Yisrael. And especially in a year of the Rosh Hashanah, as Hoya to Eishnas Neflois, Bakoil and Mikoil Koil, if that's the case, all of the above is so much more timely and emphasized. The Rebbe says the practical era that we have from Parsha Shkolim. First of all, of course, there's the idea that we need to add in giving tzedakah. What does it mean to add in giving tzedakah? Because in tzedakah there's many levels. One could give Meister, which is 10%, Chaimish, which is 20%, or as it says, Koyel Asher Le'ishit in Ma'at Nafshi. A person would give away everything if it's to save his life. And one needs to make Achlotis already on this very Shabbos, including also by starting on Shabbos, by giving food and drink and the like, things that can be given on Shabbos. And also in the way to give, we also have Ovei Yiroah from Parshas Shkolim. The giving of the Machatzis HaShekel was for the Korbonos Tzibur, or for the communal Korbonos. And the Alter Rebbe tells us about Korbonos on the Pasuk, Adam ki yakriv mikem korbon l'Hashem. What does this Pasuk mean? Simply, when a person will offer up a korbon to Hashem. But the Alter Rebbe explains that in order for a person, yakriv needs to become close to Hashem. So mikem korbon l'Hashem, he needs to give up of himself, his full mitzvahs, his whole entity, he needs to give up to Hashem. And from this we understand the practical ayroa that when one gives tzedakah and gemach, gemilus chasadim, needs to be in a way that he puts himself completely into it. All of his 10 koyfes and nefesh, his 10 faculties, that means in addition to the act of giving tzedakah, he's also thinking about it, speaking about it, putting himself completely into it. And through all of this, we hasten the gula, which will come take it from the yad. When the Eibishter will do his tzedakah, gathering all of the Bnei Yisrael, and as the pasuk says, Ka'al Godol, Yeshuvu Eino, all the Yidden will return to Eretz Yisrael.